They were unsettled after the injury of Zuga
No, our performance was very bad yesterday, I'm telling you.
This thing of Al Ahly and Pesda is not good to us at all.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past week saw a plethora of news and action, so buckle up. First things first, a local derby took place between Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns. Sundowns seemed to have controlled the game according to the stats from all aspects. 60% ball possession, 12 shots, 448 passes. Masanda Wana were not here to mess around. However, the star of the show was Sundown striker Peter Shalolele after he netted a brace. After this match, we decided to ask you all, what can Pirates do to beat Sundowns next time round? And if Pirates had more time in the match to score, would the result be the same? Moving swiftly on, a struggling Kaizer Chiefs outfit travelled to Polokwane to face Gallants. Chiefs, who have been struggling to score this season, controlled the majority of the ball possession with 54%. However, their striker problem showed, as Amakosi only managed to get 7 shots throughout the entire game. After this match, we wanted you all to rate Chiefs' performance and tell us why you've given them said ratings. And last but not least, it has been announced that Al Ahly will not be releasing Percy Tau for international duties as he is nursing a small injury. This came as a shock to Bafana Bafana lovers, as Percy Tau is a talisman striker. Obviously, if he is nursing an injury, he will not be starting the matches, but surely be on the bench at the very least. After this news broke, we asked you all, what role will Percy's absence play in Bafana's upcoming fixtures? As usual, you all sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Let's kick things off with a match between Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns. A quick reminder, we asked you all, what can Pirates do to beat Sundowns next time round? And if Pirates had more time to score in the match, would the result be the same?
Hayi wenkosi hayi laba bekele game nge pride ukuthi bona bafuna ukuve iChiefs wrong babhethe bane pride yabo ngase bashaya kanje.
Pirates were playing well the last 10 minutes. I think they were unsettled after the injury of Zuka Manje. They gave Sundowns a lot of space to dominate. Sundowns were an old machine. They were playing a lot of balls inside Pirates' half. I think Pirates were supposed to be tied on the middle field. The combination of Tlajwayo and Chele, it's not working. I think they have to resort back to the combination of the captain, Happy Jele, and Ntsikelelo Nyawuza. It was a bit solid. In terms of the goalkeepers, Pirates is struggling a great deal.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm a player for Pirates. I'm a funa coach. He's over Nigeza. He confidence. You don't have confidence. But some Sundowns, So, Mabanga neck rounding, like Baluza, your confidence. And the other thing, Nanoma Bugna Bugna after another 45 minutes, he Pirates being equal, he Sundowns. Because of Bevanga Kobong, all the players, Bevanga Kobong. And then Sundowns, all the players were them. We're 120% ready for Pirates.
I think problem with Pirates is officing, like everybody's been saying. We need to change Screamer or Floyd. The chairman needs to keep an eye on them. I think they're interfering in the team. That's all I can say.
Pirates, if it was still having a chance yesterday to score, they will not be able to score because Sundowns has got a squad. And at Sundowns, everyone can score. So really, it was difficult for Pirates, even if there was enough time. But the way Sundowns was playing, you can see that they mean business. So really, this season is going to be tough for any team to beat Mamelodi Sundowns. But that's a part of the game.
For me, I can see Sundowns. You've got the advance and advantage for Pirates. That's because Pirates always play a nice game, even ball average, they are always on the best. And then the problem, Pirates just afraid Sundowns as usually. That's why they always lose for Sundowns. Sundowns always come with a mentality, we're going to win this game against Pirates. That's why always Sundowns beat Pirates. That's what I see against game for Sundowns and Pirates, and then what I can say for that?
I think Pirates, they didn't come to the party. They allowed Sundowns to take games on the middle of the park. So there was no combination play between two Pirates players. Even from the back, they were not even playing as a team. They didn't even share the ball enough. No attempted goal. So the whole day, the Pirates was very, very, very bad. And I think if they can improve on combination play and play on the wing, can help them so that they can even score. But the problem is they don't have striker at Pirates. They prefer to play more attacking players than strikers.
Moving on to the Gallants versus Chiefs fixture, we wanted you to rate Chiefs' performance and explain why you've given them that rating.
Our performance was very bad yesterday, I'm telling you. And for almost all 45 minutes, no shot on target. Only one shot on target because we got that free kick. Otherwise, we couldn't have any shot of target. Striker Siko, Silimele, Uko Nagota, Kambule, striker ngabe siyangena sidlala position 9 lapha ngemfake ya ngesport uphethele ukambule mangamfaka position 9 lapha ngamdlalisa ma wings but then we are simono coach sonke. Anyway, if you keep on playing like this, guys, we're not gonna get anywhere.
The performance was very, very, very poor from Kaizer Chiefs. Nero lose a ball easily. Ratlwela Gallants yagaina confidence yatla gorena, so yathoma over more problem more Kaizer Chiefs players. So Haratola ball, they lose easily. The first touches, especially from Lebogang Manyama, were disappointing. So again, Gigan Dolly was not on form. This small guy, number 12, Ngobo, he was trying his best, but Lena Nasi that got Ngobo or Motseba. So, but anyway, all of the Kaizer Chiefs players, they were not good. Some of them, they were good. But again, our coach, Stedbuster, Anganako Udira Disap, who took Kenya striker at 91 minutes. Just imagine, like 91 minutes. For Atlu Dira, we played the whole 90 minutes without a striker, but you introduced a striker at 90 minutes. So actually, I give most of the players 3 out of 10.
Let's be honest. Like, when we watch Kaizer Chiefs, like, we're watching Abafana Batalha and Mistrati, Chiefs are such a lot of people, makes me not say, I'm going to go to the pastor, finally, I'm going to give one chance because I call it. Like, we are watching boys who are about to battle and starting. Our bonus is a photo of the winner. I'm a passable, and I'm a basic crowning. Oh, a poor man. Oh, it is this is a poor too much. We are very disappointed about our team performance.
This is how I'm going to rate Kaizer Chiefs' performance. I give them 2 out of 10. Those guys are not doing anything there. They're just playing. They don't have a coach. That guy can't even choose players. He can't even get it right in the starting 11. He's still using the same players that failed to win league 6 years ago. Same players that failed to win a league after sitting on top of the log 13 months.
And in closing, Percy Tau missing Bafana's fixtures against Ethiopia has come as a shock. We wanted your opinions on what role Percy's absence will play.
This thing of Al Ahly and Percy Tau is not good to us at all, because we as a nation, we need our player Percy Tau to help our Bafana Bafana. But just because Al Ahly the way they are, they don't want to release him. Now there's a rumor saying they want to fire Coach Pizzo. I'm not sure if Coach Pizzo agree with them to sign Percy or just sign him because he loves him, because now things are not good at Al Ahly and Adil Tawish. So now they want to punish Benito Pesitao because of Pizzo, maybe. But it's not good at all. We really need our player to come and assist us. Egypt, you go to be on a Ivan Godi Milwan. This thing tomorrow, when they are jealous.
Yeah, for Pesitao not to be selected, it's something else. But what can we do? Because he's injured. Then there's no way they can release him, because he's injured. Even if our head coach, Hugo Bros, wants him in the squad, but what can we do? Because there's no good that he will do for the squad. Yeah, what we can say is like, we wish him just speedy recovery so that for our next coming Bafana Bafana game, he will be back on his feet to play. But for now, what can we say? We don't have Percy Tau for this game.
As our own Percy Tau is injured, we cannot play him. We do have home and away overseas young strikers who can replace him. And as a national, we cannot rely on one player. And again, we have the likes of Abu Victor Letswalo. We have the likes of Abu Hlongwane, our own. I think they can do it. They can make it without Percy Tau.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.